for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, July the 7th, 2000. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Ronnie Bayou of Bose Bridge, Louisiana, is the speaker of the evening.
I just want to take this moment to thank Brother Glenn and Sister Irma for having us again this year. It's always a joy to come to Lake Hamilton Bible College and all the wonderful friends that we have made. Praise God. We might as well learn to love one another. We're going to spend eternity together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's good. I'm plenty loud. I spoke to a couple of ladies that have received some healing since we've been here. One lady in particular, I don't see her right now. Here she is. She's walking. She came Monday and left Monday. Came Friday and left, went back to San Antonio, and God told her he wasn't finished. So she came back. And she was the lady that God healed that had a tumor this morning. Am I off?
Praise the Lord.
Give the Lord a praise. Lord. And the sweet lady right up here in front from South Carolina. I'm getting that right. And she was blind in an eye, and she has already received some sight. And we believe in God that she will get all of it. All of it belongs to her. Amen? Praise the Lord. I want to also take this time to thank you for Brother Frank and our new friendship. It's been a pleasure and a joy knowing you, and I'm sure we will run across one another again. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, say amen.
Amen.
La, la, la. Turn to Mark 11, and we're going to pray. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I wondered what I was going to title this message tonight, so it's going to be called He Is. Say He Is.
He is.
Father, we thank you for your word. I thank you for the privilege and the honor to stand in your presence. You are an awesome God, mighty, worthy of all the praise and the glory, and there is none like you. So, Father, we just humble ourselves before you tonight. I thank you that you would use this vessel of clay and speak through my lips. Let not thy words fall to the ground, but let them find good soil. And, Father, may the hearts of the hearer tonight in this camp and those that would even listen to the tape, may their lives be changed forevermore. And because we love you, we invite the Holy Ghost to be in this place tonight. And Lord, we loose the Holy Ghost to do whatsoever he desires to do. And we thank you and we leave the end results to you because we know that you are God and Jesus. We thank you for what you're going to do and what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, and all that believe that, say amen.
Amen.
We spoke previously about the progression of the procession. And tonight as we speak about He Is, and that He is Lord of Lords, and He is King of Kings, we want to give Him all the praise and all the glory for what He's doing in our lives. There was a procession in a town called Bethphage. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, if you'll follow in your Bible with me tonight, in verse 1 it says, "And when they came nigh to Jerusalem," everybody say Jerusalem, "unto Bethphage," that means the house of unripe figs. Can I get help with you tonight? I'm going to have to get you to help me out and preach a little bit tonight. "And Bethany at the Mount of Olives." How many of you know he's going to return Come on, if you know the scripture, he's going to return then. He's not going to return in some little spot on the earth. He's going to return from where he left. He sent it for two of his disciples. How many of you know we have a witness in here tonight that the Holy Ghost is in our midst? And said to them, now Jesus is speaking, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you be entered into it, you shall find a colt tied. If you feel tied tonight, you're going to get loosed. Whereon never man sat. He said, loose him and bring him. Say that with me. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do you this? Say ye that the Lord had need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door. How many of you know that we're in the door tonight? We have entered in without in a place where two ways met. Everybody say two ways. And they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, why do you loosing the colt? One passage says, why do you do this? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. How many of you know there's some of you tonight he needs to sit on you? And many spread their garments in the way. And others cut down branches off the trees and strawed them in the way. Verse 9 says, and they that went before, there were two kinds of people, and they that followed. Come on and preach with me tonight. Cried saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdoms of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on tomorrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing, everybody say seeing, a fig tree afar off, having leaves. He came, if haply he might find anything thereon, and when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught them, saying, it is not written, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. There is a prelude to the procession that we are preparing to go into. Here is a place that Jesus physically revealed himself. And scripture had to be fulfilled because Zechariah chapter 9 spoke of this donkey that he, or this colt that he was to ride on. And it was one of such fashion that had never been ridden on before. The Bible declares that no man had ever sat upon this donkey. This donkey refers to something wild and untamed. I said it refers to something that's wild and untamed. There are things in the nature of Adam that was wild and untamed, unruly, insubordinate, to the point to where it would even grieve the Holy Spirit of God. And so therefore, when Jesus came into this place, immediately he looked around and found that that which was supposed to be holy, unblameable, unreprovable in the sight of a holy God had been profaned and had become a den of thieves and robbers
and money changers and everything you can name, it was there. And he was upset. And the point I want you to see tonight, when there's a procession and we know that the Lord himself is going to be arriving, we begin to make preparation. Because in this procession, as he began to enter into Jerusalem, they were crying unto him and saying, Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! And the Bible declares that they laid their garments and they walked upon those garments. Brethren, I submit to you tonight that we have to come to a place where we have to lay down our filthy garments and take on the garments of righteousness and begin to praise God out of a holy provocation because He is.
Amen.
Tonight as we were praising the Lord, I looked about into the sanctuary and 90% of the people were sitting down. And the Holy Spirit of God said to me, Son, this is how my people are preparing to receive me. And most of us have said in our hearts at one time or another, God, if I knew you were coming tonight, I would make myself ready. And he came tonight and he is here right now. And I wonder if we are ready to receive what he wants to do. Because the scriptures declare in our ear, when he returns, shall he find faith on the earth? Or will he find programs and committees and prostitutes and whoremongers and adulterers and harlotry in his church? I think not. Jesus was excited to come into this place. So excited, he sent two disciples. Jesus does nothing without a witness. Can I get a witness? He was headed somewhere. He was headed to the Mount of Olives. It's a prototype of that which he's coming back to. It's not a beast system. It's not a computer age. Nothing is going to stop and prevent the Son of God from coming back. For when he will break forth in that eastern sky, he shall return. Because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Brethren, I submit to you tonight, our traditions will not prevent how God from ruling and reigning.
Amen.
Secondly, he was looking for an anointed worshiping place in the temple. We be the temple of the living God. He was looking to come into the temple and to be worshiped by his creation. For the Bible declares, Mildred, that the creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of the living God. And we must rise up and begin to be what God has said we are. We're not a church trying to get saved. We must begin to appropriate that which he said. If he said you're saved, you're saved. If you said you're holy, you're holy. Jesus said he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And we walk around feeling helpless, thinking, I need another touch. Somebody pray another prayer. Oh, help me, Jesus. And the problem is, we're not allowing the husbandman, come on now, to put his seed in us and to nurture it so we can come forth with the fruit of God, and therefore those fruits will bear much more fruit, and that will become a multiplication factor, and we will be as he is, and when we see him, we will know him.
Amen.
The world can describe what a preacher looks like, but the church can't tell you what Jesus looks like. How I love Brother Ronnie.
because he so loves me.
My wife says, when I start singing in the middle of my sermon, it's dangerous. Thirdly, he found no faith. But at Mount Olive, he was looking for the anointed company. The anointed company has no other name but his anointing. He is the anointed Son of God. So if he is, then so are we. Look at your neighbor and say,
if he is,
and he is, then so are we. He is taking out of this procession, if you please, the mindset and the mentality, the beast nature of what you thought you used to be, and he is reversing that and begin to regenerate a power and an anointing you to who you are in him, and he will settle for nothing less.
Amen.
For the Bible declares to the Thessalonians, those that remain, there's a remnant coming forth, yea, even out of the bosom of the Father tonight. It is an anointing that's proceeding from the throne room of God. It's not a bless me party or rub me three times and speak a blessing on me. It is anointing that is rising from the bosom of the Father, and that which the Father is saying, he's speaking forth to the hearts of his Son, and his Son shall bring forth the man-child, and the church shall be changed forevermore. And when Jesus comes into Jerusalem the next time, going to Mount Olive, we will have a blessed assurance day. Hallelujah! We all say this, I'm the anointed company. Brother Frank read this morning. Let me quote it to you. Habakkuk 3:17-18. So though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labors of the all shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and thou shalt be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a praise offering tonight. Hallelujah. The prelude to his procession. We must make ourselves ready and adorn ourselves, because at any time, he may appear. Secondly, the procession may be ready, but the colt is still tied. And Jesus sent them out and he said, go tell them, I need that colt. So, the welcoming committee said, Sharon, well, who are you to want to loose this colt? Who are you, Frank Marzulla, to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover? I am of the anointed company. And the Lord sent me. And they said, who said this? He said, the Lord. Anointed company, when you go, he said, who sent you? He says, the Lord sent me.
Yes.
That's not complicated. The Lord sent me. What are you going to do? Absolutely, positively, unequivocally, nothing. I wrote my tongue wrong one time too many. Nothing. But greater is he that is in me than he that is coming against me. I don't know if it's the anointing, but it's awfully warm in here. Procession is ready, but the cult is tied. Listen up, two witnesses. We have a common denominator. It's the little colt.
Well, I don't believe God said that. Well, bless your cotton-picking little heart. God did.
I'm not laying my hands on that lady and casting out demons. Well, if it was good enough for Jesus, excuse me, it ought to be good enough for you. And here he came down and says in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and he has anointed me. And then he said again in Luke chapter 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. We are the anointed company of God. Rise up and be healed. Brother Glenn didn't tell you I can get tough. You're just a blessing, Mildred. both Mildreds. Yes. See, Jesus is ready, folks. We're just tied up with our old ways. We're tied up to our old ways. It's amazing to me how some folks want to remain in bondage. But I just don't understand it. When truth comes forth and we've been told what the Scripture is saying in our ear, we refuse and want to remain in our comfort zone, and we want to remain in bondage, and we're wondering why our generation is not being changed. I'll get another amen somewhere. But in this procession, I want you to know it was Jesus that requested the wild little donkey. He didn't ask for those that went to the first church. He didn't ask for those that went to the second church. He didn't ask for those that went to the church on the corner. Thank you very much. He didn't ask for those that gave the greater offering. But he asked for something that was wild and untamed, because Jesus wants to break and mold us. He's the one shaking us. He's the one changing us. Not a system. Is this my water, Brother Dan? Well, I'm fixing to spit it and drink it. That's all right, brother. That's my wife. She's anointed. Hallelujah. Verse 3 said, if any man said to you, why do you this? Say ye, the Lord hath need of him. May I encourage you tonight, the Lord has need of you, you little donkey. I said that very nicely, Brother Glenn. I said, you little donkey. I didn't say, you little wild bird that's never been tamed. You need to put a bridle in your mouth. I didn't say stubborn and rebellious and wicked. I said, little donkey. I got two preachers who want to help me here tonight. What was that?
You didn't say jackass either.
I didn't say jackass either. Cursing in the church? It's in the Bible. I am married to a lady. I do not curse in her presence. And believe you me, even though she is older than myself, she does not let me forget it. Tell them how long we've been married, honey. That was free. That won't cost you anything. Listen, folks, when Jesus said he requested this little wild donkey, here's what was happening. Humility was being established, and divinity was present to proceed in the procession. Think about what I just said. Humility was present, and divinity was ready to proceed with the procession. He said, he is, and I am here, and you are mine. And the next time the devil comes at you, tell him who you are.
Amen. Amen.
You're not pathetic, you are prophetic.
Amen.
God said so.
Amen.
Thirdly, we see in this procession that prophecy was being fulfilled. Isaiah spoke in times past in Isaiah 11. You can read that later. It was the rod of the stem of Jesse, the branch. He was coming. He made reference to the Nazarenes. He said that he was pure and perfect until the law. Christ came to fulfill the law. And in the throne of our hearts tonight, he must not only be Savior, but he must become Lord so he can establish his kingdom. For the most part, the church wants to park at Pentecost. Yabba dabba dooba yabba dabba dooba yabba dabba doo halaba laba labu. Hey, Jesus! Feel it in the. Ooh, yes! You got it. What'd you get? Nothing! That was about as anointed as my little toe. But when I find out who the rod of the stem of Jesse is, and I found out that I used to be a wild holly tree. Hallelujah. I found out that I was uncultivated, but something turned me around. It was the holy seed of Christ. It came into me, and I found out, according to the book that is written, I became the engrafted branch of God. I'm not just a shoot budding and hoping for a miracle to happen. I have become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. I have become spirit of his spirit. I am the Son of the living God, and so are you. Say, what does Jesus look like? Look up here. Most of you are afraid to do that. You're a son of God. You're a son of God. There's no sex in God.
And I want to tell you something else. If we've got any preachers here who have a problem with women preachers, you better wake up. You better come out of tradition. I've had more women of God speaking to my life than some of you guys. Hallelujah. We're talking about a procession that was going somewhere. Jesus came looking. Tonight He's looking for some volunteers. Who's going to go with Him? Who's going to be part of His army? There is enough power and energy in this sanctuary tonight to change the whole world. Turn around and look at all the nations that are represented here tonight. Jesus started with one. And one brought one more. And brought one more. Until He had 12 and He established His government. And it is written in the book that the government shall be upon His shoulders. But there is another side to this wild olive branch. It's the Esau side. It's he that sells his birthright for a song. He speaks of the soulish man. I might as well let it out, friend. He's the one that's been birthed in the church of soul power and not spirit power. And some pathetic thing stands up and begins to act like they're the oracles of God and can only prophesy a word out of their soul. They're no more anointed than the man in the moon. How many of you know that we have not discovered yet there's a man in the moon? Can I get a witness? An Esau company. I'll do it my way. I'll have it my way. I'll say it when I want to say it. I'll do it when I want to do it. Bless God. I'm just as blessed as you are. You're not. You're pathetic. And you need to be changed. And you need to have a bridle put in your mouth. And you need to let Him, who He is, sit on you. Maybe it is too strong for some of you, but still Bible anyway. Fourthly, we must loose. Be loose so we can usher Him in. Can I say that again? We must be loose, untied, so we can usher Him in. May I remind you, He is the King of this procession. And may I also remind you that you are royalty. And He's waiting not for us to lay down filthy garments, but He wants us to put garments of righteousness and holiness so Jesus Himself can walk in it and look at His sons and daughters and say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Walk into any sanctuary through our marvelous country at any particular time and not have to fight the devil to get there. Just press right on in. And when we invite Jesus in, He comes and He sits with us. Because, brethren, there's coming a day. The Bible declares that He wants to make His abode with us. Jesus is getting a little tired of just coming to visit. He wants to come and stay. How many of you are looking for that blessed day when He will come and stay? I may preach more tonight and pray less, so you just bear with me. Fifthly, notice in the Scripture that two ways met. If you'll turn with me to Psalms 85, this will bless you. Like we say back home, this will bless your socks off. If you have your socks off, you're already blessed. I can tell I got some of my church folks here with me tonight. They are ready to preach. Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Psalms 85 verse 10 says, "Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other." Something happened on the Lord's journey. He said, two ways met. The ways of man met the ways of Jesus, and the ways of man got confirmed to His way, and mercy and truth met, and peace kissed, and love one another. The bondage of the religious system is coming down, and brethren are coming together. No matter what code or creed or color or doctrine, and we're setting that aside and we're coming together, we're becoming the mercy and truth of God. It is a privilege to work with other men of precious like faith and have no animosity. A few years ago, I couldn't have done that because I had a ministry. I had to preach. I had the Word of God. And it was my ministry. And something loosed me, and I lost my ministry, and I got delivered. As a matter of fact, when I go somewhere and somebody would ask me to preach, I prefer the other brother to preach. There's only one voice that we must hearken to tonight, and that is the voice within this voice. It's the voice of the King. Jesus said, if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Brethren, we are coming into a place. I'm going to probably speak prophetically more than I will teach. We're coming into a realm that we're fixing to enter into the rest of God like we have never experienced. I saw money. I saw the windows of heaven open tonight, and I saw money coming to you. And I know you, Brother Glenn, you wouldn't take it. God says, I'm going to put it in your hands, son. And I'm going to send the laborers. I'm going to send the masons. I'm going to send all those that have to do in putting this building together. And I will give you instructions, just like I did Moses, how I want it built. I tell you what I sense is going to happen in this camp. Not only are you going to come and get deliverance and good teaching, I believe God is going to manifest in this camp some training sessions. We must learn how to be trained so we can reign. I look at you tonight, and some of you have giftings that you don't even know you have. And the gifts are sitting dormant. And when Jesus came to that tree, if I may just explore that for a moment, He wasn't mad at them because there were no fruits on it. He was looking for the fruits because He knew they should have been there. And He didn't forsake Israel. Hallelujah. Something good happened out of that. We got a chance to get in. This is when He cut the twig, honey. Hallelujah. And He engrafted it in. And when He did, He said, no, oh, you my adopted sons. Paul had to find this out in the desert. When he came back, he said, I didn't hear this from men, and I didn't get it from no Bible college. Hallelujah. I know that's poor English. He said, I got it from the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're coming into another place. Hallelujah. I might as well finish it up. Well, we're going to quit crying, whoa, whoa, whoa. And we're going to start crying, holy! 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 Holy is the Lord! Holy! Isaiah saw himself, didn't you? When he did, he said, dear God, I'm a mess. I'm a man of unclean lips. And I'm wondering tonight why you might be tied to your chair just for a few moments. If there might be some of you here tonight that you have some unclean lips. I'm just warning when some of you will quit cursing leadership. Keep warning why your pastor can't arise above your confessions. How am I doing? I told you I could be dangerous when he calls me raging. Let me tell you something. We need to come into divine order. I'm so thankful that I am not God. I'd whip myself every day. I could have said I'd whip you, but see, you'd have got mad at me, but I can whip myself. Do you know how fine-tuned we are? If we listen, He speaks. You don't have to go to a four-day seminar and buy 30 tapes to hear Him. The Bible declares in Psalms 46, in stillness and in quietness, we will hear Him. God is constantly speaking. But we're not always listening. I'm preaching a whole lot better than you want to shout. Go back to Mark 11. Let's go on. See what God is saying to us tonight. Verse 5 says, and certain of them that stood there said unto them, what do you loosing the coat? Here's the questioning committee. In other words, who are you to loose this coat? Who are you to ask for this coat? The coat is simply a vehicle. going through a dry and parched land. Jesus needs you tonight to become his vehicle. And Isaiah said, and I've said this before in this camp, in Isaiah 35, it is a highway of holiness. Job said in another way, he says, it's a place where the vulture's eye has never seen. He had to be. Without deliverance, we are not going into the next dimension.
Amen.
And if you run across certain brethren that can spiritualize everything about the Bible, may I suggest to you that you turn around and run from them as fast as you can. Because our soul is progressively being changed. And we are coming to a realm where he will know us by the Spirit and nothing else. And therefore, we must know him by the Spirit. And no matter what vessel stands in front of you, we can hear him. So, well, that Mildred Coffey, I just don't like the way she stomps her feet when she preaches. Well, bless God, get over it. If you were in her shoes, maybe you'd be stomping your feet. And when you stand from my perspective, you might want to do other things. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1. Now, the procession continues. The Hebrew writer said it this way. And folks, there's a whole lot more than what I'm telling you. We just don't have time to get into all that. But God, verse 1, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the, say it out loud, prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, hallelujah, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by his word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be a son. And, verse 6, again when he brightened in the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he said, who maketh his angels spirit and his ministers. Say ministers. A flame of fire. But unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Matthew 17. Is it okay for me to teach a little bit tonight? I began to look at this Mount of Transfiguration quite a few years ago. And I thought, how interesting and how fitting. In the New Testament, in John 16, the Holy Spirit said something. He said, howbeit he, when the Spirit of truth shall come, he shall not speak of himself, but that which he hears the Father say, he will lead you, he will guide you, and he will show you things to come. Now, this is before the Holy Spirit came. Jesus taken unto this high mountain. Everybody say, high mountain.
High mountain.
When you see that in the Scripture, this speaks of an elevated place. So that means you've got to think a little bit higher than you think it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Verse 1 says, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them into a high mountain. And was transfigured, which simply is defined, changed. He revealed to them what his glorified body looked like.
Amen.
He wasn't dead yet.
Amen.
Come on, you sons of God. He was not yet dead. And he was no longer tied. He had been loosed. And he was no longer wild. He had a relationship with his Father.
And some of us said, what do you mean you can put this temple down? And he said, in 3 days, I'll pick it up. Death have no power and no dominion over us.
Once you've seen his glory and a taste of his glory, you will forever be changed. Because the Bible declares, for in his presence is fullness, joy. Why do you think John says, behold the Lamb of God who take away the sins of the world? How many of you are getting something out of this tonight? At this procession, we see a revealing of Jesus, not the Son of Man, but the Son of God. And we see him presented to James, Peter, and John as Yeshua, come on now, the Messiah, he which is and was and is to come. Come on with me now. And so he took off his vesture of man and put on immortality. And he stood in the very presence of a holy God. And he said, I am he. God, is there another one coming? Is it John? Is it Peter? Is it James? Is there another one coming? Are you Elijah? Moses? Moses. Lord, who shall I say that you are? I am that I am. Peter, who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. James, who do you say that I am? He says, if thou can believe, all things are possible. And if you hear the word of God, then you must become a doer. James is a prototype of he is the overcomer. His name means the same thing as Jacob before he was changed. Supplanter. But as his name, he had a new name. Come on with me. And when we have a new name, we have a new nature. And we don't serve the religious gods of Babylon anymore. And that's why I don't make fun of tongues. I go, babby, babby, labby, labby, babby, babby, labby, labby. Religious rhetoric. I prayed for a dear woman one night in our service, and all she would do was labba dabby, ebba dabby, labba dabby, ebba dabby. I said, what are you doing? She says, I'm praying in the spirit. I said, you're praying with the wrong spirit. And she began to shilurazi moraminade manadi betuste. And she said, what is that? I said, that's it. We may have to do this till midnight. Turn the air down. We're going somewhere. Peter was considered the rock. He received the revelation. Jesus brought them there to reveal himself to them. Come on with me. See, the overcomer, he does not just hear the word. He becomes a doer of the word, and he becomes the word, can you hear this, manifest in the flesh. I saw John, and Jesus said, we saw him, and we held of the word of God, and he was manifest in our presence. Amen, church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. John was there. He speaks of the gift of God, the love of God. I just don't believe we have yet comprehended. Jesus said, this love covers a multitude of sin. Notice, there were three personalities, Peter, James, and John. And secondly, the location was at Mount High Mountain. It was an elevated place. And somehow, somewhere, the church forgets. According to Ephesians 2:6, she's seated in heavenly places. As long as we're eating hot dogs and corn on the cob,
Come on with me. Cornbread and beans. We remain in the soul realm because we feed our soul more than we do our spirit. And therefore, the spirit man starves
for the living God.
And we submit ourselves to prophets who are full of the pizza.
Should I say it again, Speed?
They're full of pizza. I will not prophesy a word to you without the anointing. Forget it. You can put all the money you want in my pocket. I'm not prophesying to you without the anointing.
Matter of fact, I do better when I'm broke. Humbles me. Verse 2, and there was transfigured before them, and his face did shine in the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Changed before their very eyes. I wonder if we could stand a little of that tonight. When Brother Wade was portraying Jesus on the horse, I wonder if he would have been taken out of the place and would have got really in the spirit and saw Jesus sitting on that horse. It would have changed your attitude. You wouldn't have been sitting down going, how could you sit there? Hallelujah. Changed before him. He said the latter house will become greater than the former. Whose house are we tonight? We're the house of the Lord. The scripture, it says, his face did shine like the sun. The sun speaks of the Lord's glory and his brightness. I could take off from there and chew on that for a while. Speaks of his brightness and his glory. The sun speaks of daylight. The scripture defines that we are the children of the day. Oh, hallelujah. Here's a good time. Hold your finger there. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. I'm not passing it up. Three people at this presence. Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. Three people witnessing it. Peter, John, and who else? Who? Are you sleeping? Who else?
James!
Now, if I was giving you a test tonight, that would have been one question.
1 Corinthians 15:41 speaks of the glory of God. Here are three manifest glories in the Bible. There is one glory of the sun. Come on with me. There's another glory of what? The moon. That speaks, even though in your dark time, there will still be enough light for you to see where you're going. Because he's going to bring you through the rivers and through the waters and through the flood, and he will not leave you desolate. And when the day dawns, hallelujah, on the third day he rose again, there's a new beginning, there's a new realm that we're coming into, and the cloud of God and the Shekinah cloud of glory of God will rush upon us, and we can bask in his presence. Because the third glory that is revealed here are the stars. Oh, you sons of God, rise up. Rise up! Come on, rise up and give him acclamation. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is. He is. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
It makes me think of the time that Moses came from behind the mountain and his face was radiant. He didn't get white hair because he got old, Brother Frank. This speaks of the glory, not aging. I serve the Ancient of Ages. I serve the Alpha and the Omega. There is none like him. And I look into the mirror of the Word of God, and I behold His glory. For the Bible declares, from place to place, from sunrise to sunrise, and from glory to glory, we shall behold Him. Never. You may be seated. Matthew 17:3 says, and behold, there appeared to Moses and Elijah, and talking with him, answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, is it good Hallelujah. Is it good for us to be here? Put your name in that place. Is it good for me to be here? If thou will let us, come on, let is a kingdom word. If thou will let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Well, we got it all figured out now. Huh? Oh, look what he said. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. I want you to go home with hearing this. God started this the other night and says, hear ye him. We need to hear him. Oh, hallelujah. It says, and after the sixth day, you know what happened on the seventh day? There became a rest. And Hebrews 4 says, there becomes a rest for the people. This is a place where we quit trying to do it. And we let, that's the kingdom word, we let him do it in us. And through us. And for us. Turn to Revelation 19. Now we'll get to the appearing of what we saw demonstrated here tonight in the final stage of this procession of He is. May I ask you to stand up? I'm not going to expound on this. You've had enough teaching to last you a lifetime. And if you've listened to Tommy Cook, I guarantee you, you ought to know the book of Revelation. And if you don't, may I suggest getting the tapes? They're available. We're going to begin reading in verse 11. Read with me. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies, which is us, which were in heaven, followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierce fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah! And the Lord of my life. Blessed be God. You may be seated. Handolo Basai. Roda la Bakataya. Reta la Bakata la Bahada Bakai. Messe Banabanone Mitaya. Messe Nana Mora Bakai. Disse la Banamo Kundarare. Rete la Babobana Sina Mama Makaya. Re Mehala Mamoma Tata Balababatia. Bosala Mama Makona Mama Makaya. Mamma la mamma si te rebara, russa la mamma cade, bissa la bobo da tala, medina da batura, mandra bissi lava, The Lord would say to thee, I am awakening you to a new dawning, saith the Lord. I am bringing you to a deeper understanding and a greater revelation of who I am. And surely the Lord say, as you stand in this place today, thou shalt surely know the Lord has risen in thy heart. Thou hast heard a new sound tonight, and even a new beginning is beginning to take place in thine heart. And thou shalt go back, and where their feet shall tread, said the Lord, I shall give it thee. And surely there will be those that will rise up against thee. But my son, fear not. I am in you, I am with you, and I am for you, said the Lord. And nothing that they will say or do will change it, because that which I call, I bless, and that which I touch, I bless, said the Lord. And tonight I'm touching you, and I've called you to come into a deeper understanding, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, bless my brother tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hilabasondo lobakata lavahaya. Brendele mehalamataya. Rondo meseliki. Maso brande. Bondo sabrata lahatele mihita. Bondo sebreti. Handolo motaya. Handolo makusa. Ha ha. Resitela. Me malama. Tololo bahatra. Meselaba. Handolo kote. The Lord said, son, I know you. You know me. And I brought you through something, said the Lord. And thou hast rejoiced in thy heart. But truly the Lord said, there's coming a time where I'm going to begin to change some things and change some circumstances. I have heard you, said the Lord, in a time where you were hard-pressed. And you have cried out unto me, and that it even kept those things inside of thee, said the Lord. But I heard you, for I know the very intents of your heart. Son, I'm bringing you into a place where you're going to walk with me that you never imagined, said the Lord. It's a higher place. It's a higher elevation, said the Lord. So, son, get into my word and begin to seek my face, for the sunlight of the Lord shall shine upon thee, and truly the Lord shall put a vesture of anointing upon thee, saith the Lord. I shall put my authority in your mouth, saith God, and you shall be as the one that speaks with a two-edged sword, and you shall not run anymore, and you shall not grow weary, for that which I have spoken and that which I have called, saith the Lord, I shall anoint, saith God. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You've said in your heart, God, this is hard, and I've been through a terrible place. For the Lord would say unto thee, daughter, rise up, for truly I shall give you a song that you have never sung before. And yea, in the dark time, and even in the crevices of your life, said the Lord, I will begin to break forth as the rock that brought forth water. And I will say unto thee, my daughter, think it not strange that I have brought you this far, for I, the Lord, shall bring you even further. Thou hast cried, and thou hast even pleaded with me, and thou hast even thought, Lord, I have been left in this desolate place. But I, the Lord, say, daughter, I'm not leaving you behind. I'm taking you with me. I'm bringing you to another plateau, saith the Lord. And yea, thou shalt be one that will become wise. For thou shalt seek me, and thou shalt know me. And thou shalt no longer wonder if this God or this not God. For thou hast condemned thy own self. Thou hast become thy own enemy, saith the Lord. I said to thee, come out from that understanding. Come out from under that bondage, saith the Lord. And be loosed in my midst. And know that I am setting your feet aflint. And thou shalt walk with me, said God. Hallelujah! For the Lord would surely say to thee, thou art not too old. Daughter, rise up. For I have put an anointing in thy hand. Thou hast sat back, and thou hast given much, said the Lord. But that which I have given unto you now is not silver and gold. It is a precious anointing which comes from above. And truly the Lord says, daughter, I have my eye on you. I've been waiting for you to come up a little bit higher. And you said, well, Lord, I've done all these marvelous things, and you have blessed me so much. And God, I am so thankful. And daughter, truly thou art thankful. But that which I am doing is not what you suppose. I'm going to take you around the mountain one more time. And yea, says the Lord, thou wilt even be one that would ride on the chariots of fire with me. And thou shalt even know I will open thine eyes like I open the heavenly, and thine mind shall be enlightened, and thy spirit shall be lifted up, and thou shalt breathe the word in due season, saith the Lord, and it shall come to pass. For I have put my fire upon your tongue, and thou wilt begin to speak with one of the authorities, saith the Lord, and thou shalt not draw back.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah! 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 I'm sending somebody to help you, said the Lord. You don't have to be overburdened, said God. I have my eye on him, and he's going to come and lift up your hands. Truly, as the army came and the elders raised up the hands of Moses when they were heavy, and when you know, sister, said the Lord, and when the hands were up, I prevailed. But when the hands got heavy, I was not heavy, but you was heavy, and I went under because your heart lost hope, said the Lord. But I'm bringing a new lightness inside of there. I'm bringing new hope. I'm bringing new expectation. And I'm changing your ministry. Come on, Babakaya. Oh! Hallelujah! Hear ye, saith the Lord, O Dan, rise up and be the judgment of God. For truly, saith the Lord, thou hast been tied down too long, and thou hast thought too little of thyself. For the Lord says, son, I have anointed you. I have put the peace of the gospel in your shoes, and truly I have put a two-edged sword in your mouth. And you sat back and said, God, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can go this way. And the Lord says, son, I'm going to swim with you in the river. Yea, I'm going to bring you through some fire that you've never been through. But there's going to be another experience, said the Lord. It's going to be a wilderness experience. I'm going to lay it. And remember, said the Lord, you are my tabernacle on the earth. And you're movable, said the Lord. You're mobile. I'm going to take you to another place. And yea, the scorpions would even try to bite me, said the Lord. But I will raise up a standard, said God. And out of thy mouth you will begin to shout the glory of the Lord, and it shall descend upon thee. And truly you will stand in strange places, said the Lord. And you will even look at the mountain and down into the valley and say, Lord, is this really you? And thou would say to thee, son, it is I. Just look and behold the beauty of thy God. Hallelujah! Shilabanda Sakaya! Oh! Shilababakaya! Libisidabakai! Shilabababakai! Just praise the Lord. Father, in the name above every name, remove the pain in her heart. Remove that hurt in her heart. And let your anointing take her to a higher place. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be healed. It's not a hard thing that I've asked you. The move is good. But daughter, do not plant your tent pegs. Do not plant your tent pegs. For I'm bringing you to a new understanding. The dark times have passed now, and you're entering in. Just go now, in Jesus' name. Shalabokosatai. Shilabahorabaha. Mashilabamakanai. Brondese lemikite. Oh, Shilala Mahana. Terry, the Lord said, you're not just the cook. For surely the Lord would send to thee, son, thou shalt not hide behind pots and pans.
For I, the Lord, am stirring a fire in you. You have greater ability, said the Lord. I put them in you. Your eyes have beheld me and seen some things, said the Lord. And I will begin to get you to proclaim that which you have seen. For truly I, said the Lord, I am sending you someone to help you. So you can begin to proclaim my word. I put them in your mouth and I put them in your heart. And thou shalt not hide behind pots and pans, said the Lord. How many of you know God knows if you're hiding behind pots and pans? Is there anything too hard for God? Not so fast. You're moving too fast. Things are going to slow down. I'm turning the pages. And I'm writing a new inscription. You're going to come to me in the times of quietness and stillness like Jeremiah. And you will even weep before the gates of the city of Jerusalem. But you shall hear me in that quietness. And at the midnight hour, I will rise up inside of you. You will begin to sing a prophetic song, saith the Lord. But I'm telling you now, daughter, do not move too fast. Wait. I said, wait. That which the cankerworm and the caterpillar worm has stolen from thee, saith the Lord, I'm going to restore it. Yea, the enemy has desired to sift you as wheat, saith God, but truly I, the Lord, have risen, and I say unto you, daughter, be not wearied in well-doing. For that which thou hast sown, thou shalt surely reap. For there is a bumper crop coming for you, saith the Lord. I'm sending you finances. I'm sending you places where you're going to be blessed, saith the Lord. You're not going to sit down and dry up and just get plucked up, saith God. The desert place is not a place that I want you, saith the Lord. For I have well watered you, and I have brought you through green pastures, saith God. And thou shalt be another mountain experience, saith the Lord. But be not dismayed and be not discouraged, for I, the Lord, shall stir the pot. And yea, truly, I'm stirring the pot, because thou hast surely said, you have stuff in your house, saith the Lord, and that I am going to take out. And yea, what I take out, I replace, saith the Lord. And what I replace with is better than what the stuff that you had, saith God. Hallelujah! Hila! Glory! Y'all don't want to go home, do you? Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Why don't you go ahead and be seated? I can see a little bit further when y'all are sitting down. Handle over Kai. Hallelujah. Makulahani. Molehe. Bombahani. Uslebri. Bos Nidimana. Brusilene. Brusilebrin. Dunebrin deban de sobrin. Gilebatabron de sanden. Listen to the words of that which you do not understand, saith the Lord. These are foreign words. For thy feet, truly, saith God, shall tread on foreign soil. Yea, thou shalt be my evangelist. I have not changed my mind. But son, note of assuredly, it is not you that will do it, but I. I will bring you to a time and a process of maturity, saith the Lord. I will set you with men that will mentor you and speak into your life. And yea, even there will be importation, saith the Lord. But thou shalt surely know, thy feet shall tread on foreign soil. And when I speak, saith the Lord, thou shalt become as one with me, and thou shalt move.
Hallelujah.
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 How long will you sit? How long will you wait?
Have not I shown you the plains, said the Lord? Had I not shown you that which I desire for you to do? But thou hast felt even in thy own heart, God, I can't do that. I'm just merely a mother. And the Lord would say, daughter, I put an ability in you, and you're not waiting for me. I am waiting for you. You see, the difference between a patty cake prophecy, everybody wants to thank Jesus how sweet he is. But when we hear him speak from another song with the different voice of clarity, we go, well, I don't know about that. Because, you see, it's not what we want. It's what he wants. Women conferences, Miss Ruth. Women conferences. You know it's available. And you can do it. God said, I gave you an ability. The scripture declares, said the Lord, that the older women shall teach the younger women. For the Lord declares that he has said that you have the gifting. And you have the word for the hour. And thou shalt begin to assemble thyself and gather thy material, said the Lord, and I will open doors for you. You won't have to open them up. I will open them up. Listen carefully. Try not to open the door, for I will make the way, said the Lord. Hallelujah. This is what he wants us to be, helpless in his sight. You wouldn't want me to rush up and pass you up, would you? God is purposely having me do this tonight because you need to learn how to tarry in his presence.
Yeah, that's right.
We've had all the hashihihulamaka. Mamamaka. Bless him, God. And say, preacher, what was that word the Lord gave me? He shut up. Oh, yeah. Bless him, God. Oh, thank you, preacher. And can't wait to shake your hand on the way out. That's not going to cut it anymore. I don't know about you, but I want more than that. And it doesn't really matter how it hits me between the eyes, because it's good for me. How lovely are the feet of them? God says, you have lovely feet. I'm going to say it like the Englishman, but thou hast a bit of spice needed to be added to thy tea, said the Lord. You're going to drink from a different cup. This is not what the church wants to hear, but daughter, you are rising to a new understanding. And there's going to be a bit of suffering. But after the suffering has come and gone, there shall be a greater intensity and anointing. You will drop from the mountains like new wine. And thou shalt take thy hand, said the Lord, and lay it upon others. And thou shalt be one that will be used for impartation, said the Lord. You're precious. You're precious. Brother, God said he's taken you out of the rut. You've hung your hat there long enough. We're going to walk in a new direction. It won't be easy at the beginning, but if you trust me, it's going to get real pliable. So, said the Lord, begin to thank me now before you even see it. And that will ease it. And I'm going to bring you to that dry, desolate place and take you out and bring you to a place that's well watered, said the Lord. And son, if you should obey me, you shall see the deliverance of your children. It has been hard pressed upon thine heart. Even at night, said the Lord, I've seen your tears that thou layest thy head upon your pillow, and thy wife also. But son, it is out of your hands. Place it in my hands. And believe me, and I shall deliver your children, said the Lord. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Nothing is going to change until you change. Nothing is going to happen until you trust me, said the Lord. You have even thought that, well, Lord, this is not going the right way. The Lord says, son, I need to speak a word unto you of clarity. You need to come to me and lay everything down. Everything that besets you, every weight that overweighs you, and trust me. And I will show you the path of life. And I will bring deliverance not only to you, but to all those that you touch. See?
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.